This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a J.W. Lee's Harvest Ale in Lagavulin whiskey casks. This is the 2003 vintage, which I think was the first year they did the limited run of casked J.W. Lee's in... I think they also did them in port, sherry, and maybe it was Madeira casks. Anyhow, I had one of these when it was first out, and I found it nearly undrinkable. It was way too sweet. The alcohol was way too sharp. But then again, I'm not a big fan of the J.W. Lee's when it's first released anyway. I tend to like him with... 5 to 10 years of age on it. I'm tasting this in late 2008, so this is a good 5 years old. I've been cellaring this. So keep that in mind. The guidelines are written for beer that is served, in proper condition, and that includes, aging it until it's presenting well. So some beers need to be laid down and, I think this is one of them. So, the base style is English barley wine. J.W. Lee's is a classic example. It's an 11.5% barley wine. It tends to be a sweet, malty beer with a lot of well-developed flavors. Taking a look at it, at this particular one, the ones that's in the whiskey cask, right away, what I notice is that it's a much lighter color than the typical J.W. Lee's. So I don't know if they handle it differently or not. This is I'm going to call it a dark amber. And the normal J.W. Lee's to me is brown. So it all still fits in the English barley wine range, because you can get Thomas Hardy's that's fairly light too. It's very clear. It has a low off-white head, and it's settling slowly. So I'll give it a 3 for appearance. So smelling it. Yeah, I'm getting a moderately high malt nose. But I'm also getting a significant amount of alcohol and whiskey in the nose. There's a moderate caramel toffee richness to the malt. Maybe a hint of molasses, but mostly it's a sort of a woody, toasty, vanilla note. The cask character, I think, blends well with the base beer. There are some similarities when you get into sort of the toasty and caramely flavors. They can be present in both. So this is a blending that seems to work. I'm getting the whiskey, but it's not over the top. The malt character is definitely there. I'm not getting any hops. Esters are fairly subdued, I think. Yeah, it's mostly an expression of malt and alcohol, which is nice in an English barley wine. So I'll give it an 11. I like that. I get the cask character, but that, as with all beers with extra things done to them, that the special character blends well with the base style, that you get both, and that they're mutually supportive. So I think that works. I mean, that's a general guideline that I use for just about every special kind of beer. So on to flavor. It's got a clean English malt flavor. Bready, biscuity, caramely, toffee-like, toasty. It's all mixed in with the whiskey flavor. there is some warming to it, some alcohol. The whiskey has like a lightly sort of peaty flavor that you get in good Scotch whiskey. Yeah, it's that sort of peaty edge to me that sort of, you know, gives me the mental image of a Scotch. Now, they don't all have it. Some have it quite a bit more than others, but you know, that's a pretty important flavor component. And you know, if somebody told you that there's Scotch whiskey in there, then having peat character in the beer would not be out of line. The bitterness seems moderate, higher in the balance than the normal J.W. Lee's. The finish seems off dry. The alcohol is adding to the dryness, but the sweetness has dried out. The malt is moderately high. Esters are low. I like how the whiskey flavors blend with the base beer, and I think some of the bitterness of the beer is probably coming from the alcohol. You add ethanol to a beer, and the bitterness level will go up. And this is a style of beer, or this particular beer brand is one that can take additional bitterness, because I think the normal beer is on the low side. So here, the sweetness that I ordinarily get in the beer when it's young has dried out, and the alcohol bitterness has stepped up. So the overall balance is closer to what you get in a Thomas Hardy's, which is, you know, at the higher end of the bitterness range for an English barley wine. So I think that's all very nice. I'll give it a 18 on flavor. The mouthfeel, it's definitely got a full body. It's a malty sipping beer, medium carbonation. It's a very smooth character, sort of silky. It is quite warming. It's not burning hot, but you know, there's more there than your typical high alcohol beer. You know, it definitely has a little bit of a whiskey bite to it. So I think that's reasonable. I think, you know, some additional age probably wouldn't hurt. But it's not enough to object to now, so I'd give that a 5. So overall, it's got very good flavors. Like I said, I had it when it was young, and you know, I hated it, so I stuck some bottles away in the back and just dug one out for this tasting. So if you pick some of this up, you know, try and see if you can restrain yourself into saving it for 5 years, or look for a, you know, an older vintage on the shelf if you can find one. I think the balance is better than the normal J.W. Lee's beer. Like I said, the bitterness is higher and the sweetness is lower. It does have a great malt character. The barrel character is not over the top. The toffee, vanilla kind of flavors tie it all together, the little caramely things. So this is an example where you know, you've added more to a beer by putting it in a cask, as opposed to ruining a great beer by putting it in a cask, which is what often happens. So I like that this thing worked, but if I had just tried it brand new, I would have given up on it if I hadn't stored one away. So my recommendation to you is either buy one fresh and stick it away, or see if you can find older vintages on the shelf, but wait 5 years and you should be rewarded pretty well. So overall, I gave it a 9, and that's a total score of a 46. It's a nice beer, and it's definitely showing a classic substyle, and it's showing you know, a well-described barrel character. It all works together nicely, and I think this is a good example to seek out. So that's the J.W. Lee's Harvest Ale, a limited edition 2003, in the Lagavulin whiskey cask. It's judged as a Category 22C wood-aged beer.